Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are here today. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. If by chance you want to get a hold of us, all you have to do is go to either BillMichaelsSports.com, which is the website. You can find us over on Twitter at Bill_Michaels, at Bill_Michaels, or at Radio Joe Sports. Facebook, go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You'll find the blue check mark right there. And then there's the old-fashioned way of just simply emailing us, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, or the radio.com sports app. You can take us everywhere. Download it, favorite us, and you can take us anywhere your heart desires on any mobile device you should have. The Bucks are about to embark on the unofficial second half of the season. Okay? The Bucks, as it stands right now, they have 25 games remaining. They are 43-14. 25 games remaining. Do they get to 60 wins? 25 games remaining. Do they get to 60 wins? 855-830-8648. Do they get to 60 wins? Be quite an accomplishment if they did. But do they get to 60 wins? I think they do. Now, they got a tough one coming up tomorrow night against Boston. That's the Fiserv Forum. They don't really lose at home too much. They've only lost five games there all season long. Boston and Minnesota back-to-back before that crazy five-game road trip. They go to Chicago. They go to Sacramento. They go take on LeBron and the Lakers. They go take on the Jazz. And they go take on the Suns. There's not a team there they shouldn't beat. But it's a long road trip. You go 4-1, that's fantastic. Then they get Indiana back at home, along with Charlotte, and then back out on the road again they go. At this particular stretch, when they go on the road to take on Chicago, they will play 8 of their next 10 games on the road. They have San Antonio there, New Orleans there, then Miami, before coming back home for a quick couple of games against Philadelphia and the Lakers. Then they go back on the road against Cleveland. That's a short jaunt. And then they finally get a week at home where they get Cleveland back at home, Houston, the Clippers. Quick three-game road trip, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Philadelphia. And then the final three games are at home against Brooklyn, Atlanta, and ending the season with Oklahoma City at the Fiserv Forum. 855-830-8648. The Bucks' final win total will be what? They sit at 43 wins right now. What will their final win total be? 63? 62? Think about it. What will their final win total be with 25 games remaining? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 23-5 at home, 20-9 on the road. That stretch in which they go 8 out of 10 games on the road, that may claim a game or two. But you could say, well, maybe they lose to Boston, but they have Boston at home. They really don't lose to the Fiserv Forum. They're pretty good in front of the hometown fans. Be kind of a, I'm not going to say a shocker, but be kind of a little surprising if they lost at home. Especially knowing that they have to get home court advantage, so they don't have to face the likes of Boston or Toronto or Indiana or any one of those other teams, Philadelphia, at home. They can face them at home and not on the road in the postseason. Do they get to 60 wins? And if so, how many wins do they get? 855-830-8648. I'm thinking 62 wins. So 19-6 would be a really good mark. I think they're better than that, but I don't want to overshoot my guesstimation. Why do you choose 60 wins? Why not 65? I say 68. So you're saying they don't lose another game. There you go. 855-830-8648. This one's from Jason. Jason writes, I think they end up with 62 wins. I think it's a fantastic team, and I can't wait for the postseason to get here. It's almost like it takes too long to get here. With each and every game, we're holding our breath, praying that nobody gets injured. Right? I completely agree. It's like the postseason just can't get here fast enough. And with every game that goes by, you're thinking, okay, just hone your skills, feel good. But, man, don't get anybody hurt. Hey, by the way, coming up tonight, we're going to have a good one. George Hill is going to be our guest. The Milwaukee Basketball Hour taking place tonight. That's tonight at the Garage, which is right there in North Arlington Place, right up near Brady, I believe. Hi-Hat attached to it. Everybody knows the bar Hi-Hat on the east side of town. So Hi-Hat and the Garage right there. Yours truly, Steve Novak and George Hill tonight as a face in the crowd. Come on out. It should be a good Bucks night tonight. Looking forward to it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel Medical treating guys for cabin fever right now. Okay? Basically, that's what it is. We're treating guys for cabin fever. Why? Well, because you're huddled up indoors. You're tired. Maybe you put on a little bit of weight. You know how it is. And if you're dealing with a sexual health problem like erectile dysfunction, even staying indoors can be a drag. My friends over at Neumel Medical Center, the medical experts at Neumel Medical Center, have a 98% success rate of treating guys with ED. That is 98%. And that's without all the nasty side effects of the pharmaceutical companies. So if you're sluggish, you're moody, brain fog, no stamina, no energy, could be low T. Go in and get your numbers checked. If you're over the age of 30, do it. Just call them, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. They help me. They can help you. I'm telling you. With the low T, fantastic. And if you've put on some weight in the winter and you're going to look towards T-shirt season, which is probably only a few months away, maybe 3 months away, get on the program now. That way you're ready for summer and ready for T-shirt season with the all-in-one weight loss program. That works, and it's fantastic. Call them, 414-455-4451. Say goodbye to cabin fever. Say hello to the new you. That's 414-455-4451, the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. How many wins do the Bucks end up with? Where's all the Bucks fans today? Everybody sleeping? Everybody just getting ready, hibernating still, and getting ready for tomorrow once they take on Boston? That's when you start to come back to the fold, so to speak. Here we go. Dylan writes in the Wendy's email inbox. Unit, I say 63 wins. I'm fired up for the postseason. I can't wait. I wish that it were today to take away from the doldrums of not having baseball and not having football. I hate that they play into June if they end up winning the NBA Finals and collecting the Larry O'Brien trophy, but I can't wait. I am holding my breath that everybody remains healthy as well. Appreciate the email. Renata writes, 55 wins. This team is destined for a little bit of a fall, but they're still going to play well in the postseason. 55 wins? I don't think so. 55? Really? Come on. I think they're going to be better than that. That means they'd go a game under 500 the rest of the way. 55 wins? Nah. 12 wins? 12 wins, 13 losses? No, that's not going to happen. Jacob writes, hey, guys, I love the topic. I was just telling my friend the other day that I think they're going to get to 64 wins. I think this team is poised for a deep run in the postseason. We're not worrying about one playoff win anymore. We're worrying about getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and then having home court advantage throughout. I like what Pat Connaughton had to say on your show a couple of weeks ago. Do you think they have a legitimate chance at getting home court advantage throughout. Why not? I mean, you're 43-14. Think about it. You're 57 games into the season. 57 games, and you have the best record in the NBA. Why not would you believe that this team has the capability to have home court advantage throughout or the best record overall in the NBA? Just keep doing what you're doing. I agree with you, though. My fear, and I said this time and again, my fear was that the break would cool this team off. Could somehow, some way, shape, or form kind of take them out of a rhythm. That I was worried about. Other than that, I think they're poised. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. Bring it on.
I saw something interesting this morning. I was looking at the Eastern Conference standings, just refreshing my memory of where everyone stands right now.
Yeah.
And I noticed something really fascinating. If you look at 1-5, right now, if the playoffs started today, the Indiana Pacers would be the number 3 seed, which means Philadelphia and Boston would have to go head-to-head in the first round. Now, if this were able to hold up through these final 25 games and the Pacers somehow, some way are still able to hang on to that number 3 seed, it presents a dilemma for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks, if they take the 1 seed, if they win and they're the best team in the Eastern Conference, they would have to face either Boston or Philly in the next round. The nice thing is you would be able to eliminate one of those teams in the first round, and that's a big advantage. But the problem is the Milwaukee Bucks would then have to face one of those two teams in the second round. However, let's just say the Bucks end up as the 2 seed and Toronto wins the Eastern Conference. Now, all of a sudden, Toronto is the one that's going to have to deal with Philly or Boston in the second round, while the Bucks would most likely have to take on Indiana in the second round. So really, there's a clear path for the Bucks to get to the Eastern Conference Finals without having to deal with those teams until one of them emerges on the other side. Consider that for a second.
I think I'd still want best record in the East. You know what I mean? At least then you're guaranteed, where you've played so well at the Fiserv Forum, only 5 losses on the season, at least then you're guaranteed to have it at home.
Well, that is true.
You know? I would hate to have to come down to facing one of those teams in the Eastern Conference Finals and then having home court advantage in their building.
Well, that's only under the assumption that Toronto wins the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Toronto gets eliminated, then the next team up would be the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just betting on the fact that Toronto is the one that gets eliminated to either Boston or Philly. I mean, the thing is, the way the NBA works now, first of all, divisions, winning the division.
Toronto on the road is 19-11 on the season. They're 24-5 at home. They're 27-10 in conference, where the Bucks are 30-8. If I'm the Bucks, I get what you're saying, but if I'm the Bucks, I'm still saying, look, if I believe that the Fiserv Forum is the fortress, then I'm taking all comers. I'm feeling invincible if I have home court advantage.
If the Pacers continue to do their thing, this is going to spark more and more debate on this show. Because, again, we're in a situation now where, yeah, the Bucks are winning all these games, but I think for some Bucks fans out there, they don't care. You know, we talk about this all the time. Yeah, they're winning, but I still don't care. They need to prove something in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So does having the best record in the Eastern Conference even matter anymore to a Bucks fan? Or is it just about getting into the playoffs, and that's where it matters? Because if record doesn't matter during the regular season, then yeah, maybe you should be rooting for the Bucks to just get the number 2 seed instead of the number 1, and that way, that's the easiest track that they can get
there. Here's the other thing, and I got into this discussion. Let's do this, because it's not just about this season, and there has to be a validation here. I want to talk about this coming up in the next segment as well. Hang in there, because I want to continue this. Hang in there. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
question for you. I saw the Milwaukee Admirals signed Hugo Waugh. Now, it's spelled Roy. Is that any relation to Patrick Waugh? Patrick Waugh, long time, played for the Montreal Canadiens and the Colorado Avalanche. I don't remember. I remember he's married, but I don't, or he was. I don't know if he still is, but, and that's terrible to say, isn't it, in today's day and age. But I know they had some kids, but I can't remember if he had a son named Hugo. So if anybody's like a crazy Milwaukee Admirals-ophile out there, they just signed Hugo Waugh, and I was trying to find out if he was the offspring of Patrick Waugh. So he's coming from the Concordia, I believe in Canada, if I'm not mistaken, the Concordia Stingers. But just throwing it out there, just trying to find out. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Okay. So we're talking some Bucks basketball here, and the question is, how many wins will the Bucks end up with this season? They got 25 games remaining. They have standard 43 wins on the season so far, 43-14 total. They've only got 5 losses at home. I got into a discussion last night, and people remember the Milwaukee Wave and back in the heyday when Keith Tozer had it going on, and Michael King, who was really the face of the franchise at the time. I was talking with Michael King last night. And we were talking about championships and, you know, what it takes to get there and camaraderie and all the things that drives, you know, people nuts that you can't put a statistic to. So anyway, we got into this discussion. I said, so you know, what was the most satisfying? And I'm thinking it's going to be their first championship because for years and years and years, they couldn't get past San Diego. And San Diego was just a powerhouse in the league. And finally, they got past San Diego and they get a win and they get their championship. So I thought it was the first championship. And then we kind of took that discussion into the Bucks season this year. And he said, no, it wasn't the first championship. And I said, really? That's not the most memorable? He said, no, it was the second. I said, why is that? He said, because the second championship validated the first. Otherwise, people were just saying, well, you finally got lucky. And we started talking about this. So the Bucks, best record in the NBA right now. And certainly you want to keep that up. Certainly you want to continue to play good basketball. But when you're the Bucks, no matter what happens the remainder of the season, you have to realize you didn't cross a finish line. Even if you win the Larry O'Brien trophy, you didn't cross a finish line. You have to come back next year even more tenacious. Why? Because one, people are going to look out for you now. So that's a given. But two, you have to validate what you're doing now. Otherwise, you're looked at as a one-hit wonder. You were a team, you got good, you got hot at the right time, and there you go.
Wait a minute. How does winning a title not validate anything?
Because people will say you're a one-hit wonder.
They won the NBA Finals.
Correct.
They beat the Golden State Warriors more than likely. How does that not validate?
I completely understand it. But what people will say is dynasties and good teams that stick together, you'll be able to repeat. I mean, you may not repeat as a champion, but you'll get back into the postseason and be a highly regarded team for years to come. Otherwise, they'll say you were a one-hit wonder.
You know what?
For a franchise that only has one championship, and that was back in 1971, people will say Milwaukee's a one-hit wonder.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I would be perfectly fine in my lifetime to experience one NBA championship from the Milwaukee Bucks. Just one.
I get it.
Just one.
I get it.
So if the Bucks were to win the finals this year over Golden State or whoever it is they go up against, you know, when it comes to validation,
let's say the Brewers don't get to a World Series, don't even get to an NLCS. Say they are a wild card and they get knocked out in the wild card game in game one.
Right.
People say, well, Milwaukee was good, but they got lucky last year.
Well, they didn't win the World Series last year.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying, even for what they did, they'll say they got lucky or they just, you know, they weren't able to repeat that same magic.
Well, I would be shocked. You know what? If that happens, that's because injuries plague this team.
I understand.
I think the Milwaukee Brewers are good enough to get back to where they were last year, at least NLCS,
baseball
with what
is
they
difficult.
Have on paper.
Baseball is difficult. It's a different animal.
Right.
But I understand it. I understand the mentality.
I don't
in your own locker room, you'll know how hard you play and how hard you work. You understand that. And your fan base is not gonna, you know, let that slip by the wayside. But how many people say the Packers got lucky in 2010, they went on a, quote, magic carpet ride. They just got hot.
You know what? I went back and I looked at that roster that year when they won the Super Bowl, and it actually blew my mind that they didn't have more wins in the regular season, that they had to win their final two just to get in. Mm-hmm. That team should have been better during the regular season than what they showed, and also they had injuries.
I agree.
I think that's a load of crap that you win the NBA championship, but that doesn't validate anything. The attitude in the NBA is Golden State will win. So what's the point? Golden State, at the end of the day, will get to the finals, and they will beat whoever they have to deal with in the East. I think if you beat Golden State, that validates a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that at all. And again, if the Bucks were to win the finals, that means that John Horst is going to do everything in his power to bring back as much of the band as he can, which would include Chris Middleton. I'm sure, Bill, if the Bucks get to the NBA Finals and win, Chris Middleton will have a part to play in that.
I'm sure he will.
Because they will need him.
I'm sure they will.
So give him the max contract, do whatever you got to do. If they win the NBA Finals, John Horst will see through with that, which means most of the guys will be back next year. You have the same head coach. And you should be good enough to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year.
When you talk about Chris Middleton, the benefit would be as if Chris Middleton got hot. Because Chris Middleton has been up and down pretty much all season long, and they still have the best record in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, to win it, yeah, you're going to have, you know, some elevated play. But, you know, they've gotten to this point, and they haven't had a solid Chris Middleton all season long. He's done a lot of intangible things, but when it comes to scoring, he has not been that guy that everybody was hoping he would be coming into this season.
My whole attitude of Chris Middleton is this. As we continue to get deeper into the season and we get into the playoffs, I just think you let Chris Middleton be Chris Middleton. You let him shoot the mid-range because that's what he's good at. Don't expect him to constantly take the three unless he's got a wide-open look. He's got other guys that he can pass to be able to take that shot, especially now that you got Mirotić. Let Chris Middleton play to his strengths. Hitting the mid-range, pull-up jumpers, step-back jumpers, whatever it is, let Chris Middleton be him in the playoffs. You have other options to shoot the three. You don't have to rely on him to do it. If Mike Budenholzer has that kind of approach, this Bucks team should be able to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals, no problem.
Let's do this. When we come back, we'll talk some Badgers and see how good the Badgers are and what kind of a seed they should be getting in the NCAA tournament and whether or not they're going to finally shake off at some point this slow start that has become all too familiar with this team. We're going to talk with Jeff Petraikis of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That is coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program. This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Reminder, Wednesday Night Live is back starting in June at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Music hits the stage again this year, and I cannot wait. That means warmer weather is right around the corner, so we're talking about it, which means it's going to happen, which means I'm fired up for warmer weather. Get rid of the snow. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of summer and the Bill Michaels Show. And joining us now to talk some Badgers, Jeff Petraikis of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jeff, how you doing?
Bill, I'm not sure what it's like in Milwaukee, but out here in the Madison area, there's nothing warm about it.
There's nothing warm here, other than our hearts and our souls. Beyond that, no, there's nothing warm here right now. I completely agree with you.
I have no soul, so I can't relate.
I've heard that. I've seen responses on Twitter, so I get it. Jeff, at what point do we look at this team and say, either one, they are going to overcome the slow starts that we continuously talk about, or two, it is what it is, and this is a scrappy team that's going to have to figure out a way in the tournament to just battle back every day?
Well, they've had some slow starts, but for example, like they were down 10-2 against Illinois in Madison, but if I remember correctly, down in Illinois, they hit their first seven shots. So they've had some games where they've been good in the first half. And remember, they were able to battle back and basically be even in the first half. So part of it, I tell you, I thought they rushed some shots against Illinois, but they also, Demetri Trice, Greg Gard mentioned this after the game, he had a couple open looks that you don't get that open in practice against the scout team that were just breakdowns by Illinois, and he got open, and he just didn't hit them. You got to hit those shots. But the constant for them, for the most part, has been their defense. It allows them, for the most part, to overcome some stretches of scoreless play.
So how good is this team?
I would think it's a team that has a chance. Now, once you get to the NC2As, you got to look at the bracket. But I think it's a chance. You know, I would not be surprised at all to see them get to the Sweet 16. I don't see why they couldn't. And then once you get there, you know, who knows what's going to happen after that.
I was going to say, I could see this team going to the Elite Eight. I could see this team getting bounced out the first weekend if they end up with a 12-5 matchup that just is unfavorable to them, because we all know it's all about matchups. I love the fact that they're scrappy, don't get me wrong, but I just think that you have, you know, stints in postseason games where you go 2-for-10 from beyond the arc and you're not hitting anything and those long boards aren't falling in your direction and your opponent's getting transition buckets because of it. It's going to make a long day for you.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana yesterday, and it was 20-20 at the half. Carson Edwards, who's in the top three for Player of the Year in the Big Ten, perhaps the first team All-American, bricking up that never personally, and I mentioned here that the two extra games in the Big Ten this year, going from 18-20, you're going to see down the stretch offenses really struggle because there are no secrets what teams are going to disappoint. They know each other so well. And I think the offenses are good. I'm really curious to see how Big Ten teams fare in terms of scoring when they're not matched up against other Big Ten teams in the tournament.
Talking with Jeff Patrigas of the Journal Sentinel, talking some Badger basketball. Kobe King is kind of an enigma. Maybe I expected too much right away out of him, but give me your thoughts on how he has progressed this season.
Oh, he's been up and down. He's playing like a true freshman, which is up and down generally. But unfortunately for him, it took him a long time to come back from that knee injury. He was, of the guys who were banged up last year with injuries, that would be Davison, Trice, and King, he was the last one cleared for full contact. And that wasn't until, I want to say, July. And if you look at him, it took him a while to get back physically. And then he's one of those kids who, first of all, he naturally is deferring to the older players, and I've talked to him about this. And then if he makes a mistake, he gets a little bit tentative. And you saw that against Illinois the other day where there were just some times he could have taken a shot and he didn't, or he got stuck in the corner and he didn't do anything, and there was that five-second call. I don't know what he's gonna, how far he's going to come this year, but I will say this in general, that next year when Ethan Happ is gone and a lot of roles change, and the offense is going to look a lot different. You're going to see a lot of different skills from different players, and he would be one of them in particular I would watch next year.
Talking with Jeff Patrigas of the Journal Sentinel, I think this year's been a really solid year for Greg Gard and for what he's been able to do. I know they started off a little bit slow, but after beating Michigan, going on that roll, you lose a couple, but then you kind of right the ship. You do it in a scrappy way. I also think that this team is getting, even though they looked ugly against Illinois, I think this team is getting better down the stretch. Would you agree?
Well, I think their defense is much better. There have been some sequences defensively. There was one against Illinois the other night where Feliz drove in. This is the block by Iverson late. Feliz drove in. Reavers came off his guy, the big man, forced him to dump it off. Iverson recovered and blocked the shot and led to a transition basket. Their defense is really good. They've got guys in Reavers and Happ who can really move their feet and can generally do a good job against smaller guys if they get switched off to them. They take care of the basketball. You know, considering some of the teams who have struggled against Illinois, Michigan State had like 24. Their free throw shooting is problematic, but it's mostly Happ. They got some guys who can knock down free throws. So they do a lot of things well. And if out down the stretch, and they're going to be a tough out in the NC2As.
Talk about a guy like Demetri Trice. You mentioned him a little bit earlier. I like watching the hustle he brings, but he's one of those unsung guys. I mean, yeah, he gives you some scoring and such, but the little things that he does and the fast hands that he has, it's fun to watch him play.
He's gotten better defensively. Dean Oliver always talked about that early in the season. He said he's got really quick feet and he's gotten stronger, so I want to take – he said I want to see him take advantage of those traits on defense. Now, the one thing I'll say about Trice, he's not been shooting well lately, and nor had Brad Davison for a 3-4-game stretch until he hit some shots against Illinois. But if you look at Trice, he wasn't shooting well at Minnesota. He hit a huge three late in the game to help him win that game. He hit a big shot again the other night against Illinois where the guy was riding him down the left side of the lane. He hit a tough pull-up jumper to give him a 4-point lead. Even on nights when he is not – the ball's not falling consistently – he is not afraid to take a big shot, and he generally will hit him. And his decision-making has gotten better as a point guard. But if you notice, there are a lot of times now where Davison's handling the ball late, and they talked about that early in the year, that they thought those guys were interchangeable, and they're comfortable with either one having the ball in their hands late in the clock.
I have been really impressed at the strength of the Big Ten this year. Do the Badgers, do you think the Badgers, because I had said they end up in the top four. Some people thought I was nuts after the season they had last year. Ranked 22nd in the country. They're only a half game really behind Maryland. Do you still think they end up in the top four?
They should. Now, there's one key game for them, at least in my opinion. That's going to be when Iowa comes to Madison. Because that was a close game down the stretch in Iowa City. Now, that's back in November, if I remember correctly. But Maryland's got a little bit of a tougher schedule. They're a half game ahead of Wisconsin. They've got Michigan. And if there's another game that's really tough for them, but three other last four are at home. But I just think that Wisconsin, if it takes care of business, is probably going to catch maybe past Maryland and probably finish in that fourth spot.
As you get to the tournament and you look at the teams that are coming from the Big Ten, it all becomes about depth and it becomes about the ability to not have an off night. Nate Reaver's another guy, and Joe had kind of insinuated this. He's really emerged as one of those, another unsung hero kind of guy. We pay so much attention to Ethan Happ and what he does and some of the others, but he's really emerged.
Nate is going to be a pain in the butt for people the next two seasons after this because he's got his ceiling is ridiculously high. The biggest key for him this year is he's no longer a 215-pound guy getting thrown around underneath. I mean, if you watched him against Michigan State this year, he held his own physically. He banged with those guys. Last year, Tillman took him a couple times and just moved him out with one arm, pushed him underneath the basket, and Nate couldn't physically compete. Now that he can physically compete, you can see him post up. He's got a nice mid-range game. He can shoot off the bounce. He can step on his threes. And he's a bear on defense because he can move his feet and block shots because of his timing and his length. He is going to be an outstanding player as a junior and senior.
Hey, before I let you go, tell me real quick, Brad Davison's another guy that I really like. Young guy. He can handle the basketball. He's got a very quick jump step as well. He can distribute really well. This is another, when you talk about the come of the program, they've got some cornerstone pieces that are there, do they not?
Yeah, Davison is going to be a guy. I mean, hell, we said this last year. He was Aaron Kraft. He was Wisconsin's version of Aaron Kraft, where people were going to hate him from day one, and by the time he was a senior, they were going to think that he had been there for 8 years. No, he's a tough kid. He's a good 3-point shooter. He makes good decisions. He's got a really high basketball IQ. For example, if they are struggling offensively, I've noticed many times this year he will attack. He'll try to drive and either draw a foul and score because he senses, hey, we've been settling for too many jumpers. Now, sometimes he's guilty of that as well. But he has a good feel for if they're struggling offensively, get it into the lane, attack, draw a foul, dish it off to somebody. He won't talk about it, but he's playing on a bad right wheel. He wears a boot after every game, and I think that's hurt his explosiveness on drives because a lot of his drives he's left short. We talked to Dean Oliver about that as well, so he's got to compensate for that. But, you know, if I'm picking a team, I'm quite happy if he's on my team.
Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. I know you have a soul. I've seen it. I've at least heard about it from other spectators, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
It's colored charcoal black.
Okay. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Talk to you. There you go. That is our buddy Jeff Patricus. He is from the Journal Sentinel, covers the Wisconsin Badgers. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens after this year. Ethan Happ has been your go-to guy, and then after that, you've got some guys that you're going to need to rely on coming into next season. And I didn't really get a chance to talk too much about what the cupboard is going to be like next year, but nevertheless, you're hoping that they get into the top four, they get a nice seed, and they get a nice draw in the NCAA tournament. And as he said, it could be a Sweet 16, and then who knows what goes on from there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Moose, next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. A couple emails to get to. Art is extremely excited about the Milwaukee Brewers. Think the Brewers are going to end up with 94 wins. That should be enough to win the division. Bucks end up with 65 wins. He says they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't want to say the NBA Finals because then I think I'm going to jinx it. Congratulations on your high school stadium being named in the top 100. I did not see that, but it commonly is. I did see a post the other day that they were talking about some of the top stadiums in the country. Lambeau Field is always named. Notre Dame is always named. Wrigley Field, Fenway Park. They're always named. I think Mercedes-Benz Stadium was just named, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, when it comes to high school... Yeah, the Pit, that has been named for a long, long time, as a matter of fact. So thank you very much. This is Mike Moustakas on why he's back in Milwaukee.
I feel like we had some unfinished business after last year. This is a great place to play baseball. I've got a bunch of friends on this team. It's a great city. They love the Brewers, and I love playing here last year. It was a lot of fun, and I feel like we fell a little bit short, obviously, but I feel like this team can get back to where we were at last year and, make a push for that World Series.
They all feel that way. He also says the offseason, a bit tough, but because he's still looking for that big long-term deal, but he kept his perspective.
It was tough, obviously, but with what happened this offseason in California, in Malibu, it kind of put a lot of things in perspective. A lot of people lost their homes. And a lot of people, have nothing from where we're at right now. So, it puts everything back into perspective. And, I get to come out here and play baseball and, come spring training with a great organization and great teammates and great coaching staff. And, everything's going to work out for the best.
Now, this year in Maryville, there's some things that he specifically wants to work on.
That double play is something we're going to have to work on and get used to. And, cut off and relays and being in the right position, I'll get the hang of it.
I hope. Says he has experience. Look, he's not completely bereft of experience when it comes to playing in the middle infield.
I played in the middle infield for most of my life when I was coming up, shortstop. But, something we'll have to work on and obviously get better at. But, we'll see once I get into spring training and some games how that goes. And I feel comfortable over there right now, so, we'll see how it happens.
We'll see what happens with him going over to second base, if he's able to handle it and expound upon it, or if he has to go back to third and Travis Shaw heads back over there. He says he and Shaw, he said, look, it's not about the competition to play second or play third. It's just we want to win.
Me and Counts talked about it. Even last year we talked about it when I got traded over, and, Travis did a phenomenal job over there. And, I think Travis ended up being second or third in the Gold Glove race at third base, and he's just a phenomenal baseball player. So, I think him and me are both on the same page. Whatever we can do to help this team win ball games, I think that's what we're going to go out there and do.
Now, what we were talking about before is the lineup that's going out on the field, and even Moustakas says, look, when you look at this thing, 1 through 8, we're deep.
1 through 8, 9, if you got Woody in there hitting, it's 1 through 9. But I think it's a deep lineup, and it's not a lot to get around. We're gonna score some runs, and I think that's kind of how this team's built. Is gonna go out there, score some runs, and get that bullpen in the game and let them do their thing.
So that's Mike Moustakas down at spring training, reporting to camp, and everybody's there now. Now they start getting ready for exhibition baseball, spring training baseball, which is next up on the docket. We're gonna be down in spring training coming up here in a couple of weeks. We leave 2 weeks from this Saturday, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Pindell, the specialty machining company, where they really believe in taking care of the customer. They've got a true commitment to the quality of their product as well. They're in New Berlin. You can find them on 170th Street there, and if you're looking for a team to go to, they're looking for good people right now. Go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, Pindell.com. That is Pindell.com. Also, coaches, Pub and Grill, Cornet, and the whole staff, home of the Big Boy Burger with great specials, awesome fish fry. Always have the sports on. I can guarantee they're going to have some sports on coming up tonight and tomorrow night when the Bucks are playing. Friendly service, that's where they treat you like family. They got that outdoor enclosed deck. They've got the sand volleyball courts once the snow melts. Coaches, Pub and Grill, go to Coaches, Pub, N, the letter N, Grill. .com, CoachesPubAndGrill.com. And don't forget, say hi to my buddy Glenn over at Brager Chevy, BragerChevy.com, B-R-A-E-G-E-R, BragerChevy.com. If you're looking for service over there, they've got a great list on their website for new and used vehicles. Stop over and see my buddy Glenn. Walk into the service department and tell him he owes you $5. Just see what he says. But see my buddy Glenn over at Brager Chevy, B-R-A-E-G-E-R, BragerChevy.com. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball. Eric Name of The Athletic is going to be here. Also, we're going to talk about the Brewers lineup and Marquette back in action tonight against Butler. And a lot of people say this could be one of those Final Four magical runs. Is it? Are you buying it? Are you drinking a Kool-Aid? We'll talk more about that. And then a guy that I really don't want any part of, but he finally speaks. We're going to talk some green and gold coming up here a little bit later on as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.